Today is Christmas Day, on which we recall the birth of Jesus Christ. And today we light again the candles of hope, peace, love, and joy.
We speak of hope because God keeps his promises to us. We work for peace because Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and he calls his children to work for peace in his name. We show love because Jesus gave everything for us and led us to know the forgiveness of God. We share joy because the Holy Spirit fills our hearts and minds with the presence of God. Now we light our last candle to remember the birth of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. As the prophets promised so long ago, you have come to us once again, and with the shepherds we are filled with wonder and amazement. Let us pray. Lord, you come as a tiny, fragile baby, yet we know that you are God,
and you are with us. May the flame of this candle remind us that you are the light of the world, and that if we follow you, we will never walk in darkness, but will have the true light of life. Amen.
Going to hear some words from John's Gospel, chapter 1. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. We sing, true God of true God, light of light eternal, O come, let us adore him. Gracious God, we praise you for the glorious message of this season,
the glad tidings of great joy, ever old, yet ever new. We thank you for the faith of Mary, the commitment of Joseph, the message of the angels and the response of the shepherds, the way that you changed their lives that day in Bethlehem. Above all, though, we thank you that the good news that they heard and responded to long ago is good news still today, as special now as then, and available to all. Help us never to forget that wonderful truth, never to overlook the fact that you have come to us in Christ. May that knowledge burn brightly in our hearts, a constant source of joy and inspiration, whatever life may bring. We turn to you in prayer, aware of all our weaknesses and our imperfections, perhaps aware of things said, feelings hurt or things neglected in the frustrations and stress of a busy festive season. Remind us that you did not come to seek the perfect. You came to the ordinary, through Mary to shepherds, to fishermen, and to us. You came amongst the ordinary and offered your presence, your healing, forgiveness, and deep compassion. Help us today to know your love and healing forgiveness deep within us. Help us to be filled with that awe of your love, your peace, deep within us, that we might reflect that love through our lives. This we pray in Jesus' name and through the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Joshua and Olivia are going to come and share for us the Christmas story that you will also see on the screen.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn's son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things, pondered them in her heart, as the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, and it had been told them.
That's Wonderful. Thank you so much. Shall we give them a round of applause? Because you read that so brilliantly for us. Thank you so much, Joshua and Olivia, for sharing the Christmas story with us. Let's celebrate that story as we sing. Come and join the celebration. God is with us. I don't think there were any inns in Bethlehem. No B&Bs, no hotels, no inns, because it was such a tiny place. And people were most likely to stay in the guest rooms of local people. But even then, no room. But having said all of that, I still love the stories of the innkeepers. And this is my favourite story that I've come across this Christmas. No and yes. The innkeeper was used to saying no. He'd been saying no all night. No, you can't get a room here tonight. No, you can't have more towels. No, you can't get another pudding. No, you can't invite your mother-in-law and her whole family to share your room. No, 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 no. And it made him very grumpy. In fact, he was always grumpy. And then the doorbell went once more. Oh, no. Do they not know there is no more room? He swung open the door and was about to launch into his usual spiel about there being no room when he hesitated and stuttered. He was aware that he was trying to say no because he was so used to saying no. But this man looked so concerned, and this woman was clearly about to have a baby. And his lips were moving in another direction. And instead of no, he found himself saying yes. And it surprised him how good that felt. Mary and Joseph, who were the ones standing at the door, looked at each other, then at the innkeeper and said, "But we haven't asked you anything yet." The innkeeper just said, "Yes." "So you have room?" asked Joseph. "Yes," said the innkeeper, who was feeling particularly good now. "For two of us and perhaps a baby?" "Yes," said the innkeeper, and a smile grew on his face. "In here?" questioned Joseph, "or round the back?" "Yes," said the innkeeper. He was positively beaming. "Which?" asked Joseph. "Sorry," said the innkeeper, coming out of his daze, "round the back." So he took them to the stable where it was warm, though the innkeeper's smile was even warmer. And having let Mary and Joseph in, he stood by the door of the stable while Jesus was born, guarding it. Later, as a bundle of shepherds arrived asking to see the new baby, the innkeeper found himself saying only one thing. Yes, come in. There's room. There's always room. And such has been the way of all those caught up in the Christmas story. Mary said yes. The shepherds said yes. Joseph said yes. The travellers said yes. And now the innkeeper. The answer to Christmas is yes, and it changes everything. And of course, that's the question asked of all of us today. Will you say yes to receive afresh the newborn King, receiving God's love? The answer to Christmas is always yes. And Christmas is all about giving thanks and celebrating God's incredible, awesome gift of love for us shown through Jesus. And it's a time when we try and reflect that love and share it in our lives. And we do so by giving gifts. So has anybody who was up bright and early? First of all, who was up bright and early this morning? Who was up? Who was, Olivia, what time? 6 o'clock. Ooh, 6 o'clock. Adrian?
7.
Oh, that's not too bad. Early enough, but not too bad. Anybody beat 6? No, you were the first, Olivia. And anybody opened some presents already? Yeah, what have you got? Have you brought anything with you, Olivia? Oh, a very, very cute dog. He's very, very sweet. Thank you. What a lovely gift. Adrian, what have you got?
A lot.
You got a lot. Oh, you lucky thing. That's wonderful. Have you opened them all?
Yes.
Yes? Yeah.
The biggest one was a racing car simulator steering me around the
Wow, that sounds amazing. I think there are lots of people here saying, can we come and play? That sounds brilliant, Adrian. Thank you. What a wonderful thing. Anybody else? Heather. Oh, lovely. So you've got the complete pack. We look forward to seeing your creation when you've done that. That's lovely. Yes. Yes, Christoffel?
Lego.
Lego. Oh, brilliant, Christoffel. You'll have lots of fun playing with Lego, won't you? That's fantastic. You know, one of the things I said in my newsletter earlier that, I send Christmas greetings on Christmas afternoon because I've given up even trying to do before. And I just love that exchange of love and, you know, messages with people, whether we do it through Christmas cards or WhatsApp or whatever. And a lovely surprise came the other day, and it's addressed to Katie and Wilmslow Methodist Church. That's lovely. Christmas cards, actually, blank Christmas card, but in it were some Christmas greetings. To Katie and all the church family, I can't believe it's been almost a year since we've seen you all. I don't know where the year has gone. We missed you all dearly, as you know. You left a special mark in our hearts. We hope you all have a wonderful Christmas, and we can't wait for an opportunity to come and visit soon. Praying for God's blessings on you all for 2020. Lots of love, Liz, Gianni, Oscar and Maya, who are in Spain. And we've got handwritten letters as well. This one is from Oscar. Dear church family, Merry Christmas. I hope you've had a wonderful year at church since we've been away. I'm enjoying living in Valencia because the weather is better than Wilmslow. But I've missed going to church and seeing you all. Hope to see you soon. Lots of love, Oscar. And this next one that's got a beautiful big heart drawn on it and a cross saying, Jesus is born. It says, Dear church family, I wish you all a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you all at church. I hope that you are still loving and enjoying church whilst we've been away. I miss you all so much not being at church. Lots of love from Maya. So isn't that lovely? And one of those wonderful times at Christmas to share our love and remember one another. We're going to sing now, 190, Angels from the Realms of Glory, come and worship Christ the newborn King. And meditation. A boy has been born for us, A child has been given to us, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Setting aside his power and glory, homeless he enters human story. Christ comes to earth. This is the hour God shows his favor, sending his Son, creation's Savior. Hope comes to earth. Now is the hold of darkness broken, as hearts and minds to God are opened. Light comes to earth. And in this babe for all to see, love is revealed, God's heart lies open. As the incarnate word is spoken, God comes to earth. God with us, your Son Jesus embodied your life-giving words, gave flesh to your compassion, ministered your healing touch, revealed your love and transformed lives. As we gather at the manger, may his closeness bring comfort where there is desolation, hope where there is despair, company where there is loneliness, freedom where there is fear, light where there is darkness. Reveal to the world that you are not far removed, but grounded in human lives, dwelling in each human heart. As we remain seated in a moment and sing the song Emmanuel, God with us, you're invited, if you wish to light a candle. A candle representing your prayers today. Prayers for peace, for a loved one, someone you know who isn't well. Or a candle lit in remembrance of someone that you miss at your table. A light to shine where there is darkness. And perhaps lighting a light as a symbol of accepting afresh and anew the Christ light in your life today. And so we sing and continue to quietly sing as candles are lit. Emmanuel. Light of Christ, dawn in our darkness, let your love and light shine on us and through us for the sake of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen. We sing our final carol today. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Thank you.
fill our hearts and homes this Christmas time and always.
May you go filled with the love and peace and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Hope you have a wonderful day. God bless.